So we're going to lay out four things that you can do to kind of get through this summer and the rest of 2020. The first one is basically just what you're telling people and what we've said for a long time, and that is just to kind of stay calm.
Yeah, just breathe. Try to relax when you look at your statements, when you look at what's going on. I mean, making rash decisions about portfolio changes in these times is oftentimes the worst time to do it. And you can really have negative consequences down the road if you're looking at things too short-term and not long-term enough.
Yeah, and I think it's just kind of human behavior, that side of the economy. We talked about the stock market, we talked about where when things are emotionally the scariest, that's when we make the moves that don't make the most long-term sense. And it goes counterintuitive to human behavior in those times.
Yeah, and it's interesting, the feelings you had as things kept going up and up and up in the last several weeks,
right,
before the drop down, you were kind of thinking, oh man, I should have done this. I wish I would have taken advantage of this or that. Well, here we are. You know, now the markets have come down a little bit. I think it's just important to relax and look at, you know, really facts and numbers.
The second point you want to make is talking about fact versus opinion. A lot of that floating around. I mean, it's just an endless bombardment of opinion online. I mean, how do people separate all that?
Yeah, you just have to separate facts and opinions. There's a million different experts out there, and everybody's willing to put their information out, you know, on social media or you know, regular media channels. And a lot of it is just opinion.
Right.
And I think you have to realize that you'll hear varying degrees of both positive and negative things for the stock market and the media coming forward. And you got to make sure you're looking at real facts, not somebody's opinion, but facts. And I think that's very important. The media tends to scare with the headlines to really help people follow the message and read what they have to say. Mm-hmm. The headlines are not always, they'll twist it. And a lot of times it's more opinion-based than fact-based.
I've heard people say that this pandemic was a lot like an infodemic, where there's just an insane amount of information from all across the map. I've also heard people say that they should look for the word could in headlines, because a lot of times media will say, well, this could happen. If you ever see the word could, you might want to write off that headline or that article off the bat.
Yeah, it's an opinion.
Right.
It's automatically opinion with those types of keywords.
Yep. The third point you want to make, and this is a big one, remember your long-term why. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think, why are you investing? Why are you in the stock market in the first place? Hopefully it's for long-term. And I think when you make decisions based on long periods of time, it gets much easier to make the right one.
Yeah.
If you've got to know tomorrow or the next day what the market might do, that's very, very difficult. But if you can stretch that decision, say, what do I think it's going to be like in a year, in 3 years, in 5 years from now? That's really, you got to look longer term. And I think really knowing the need for the money. We've talked about that so much. Remembering why. And really it's long-term, and then remembering what the need was. And I think those two pieces really help.
Well, last week we talked about how the stock market is rooted in tomorrow. It's always whatever we think is going to happen tomorrow. And the reality is that so many times we make decisions based on how we're feeling today, that if we knew the, because we all believe that we have a robust economy. So if we have a why for that money, it's going to take out all the headlines and all the insanity that we're seeing lately and probably will see for the rest of the year. It takes all that out of the equation, and it makes investing so much, I mean, not easier, but easier to kind of whittle through all the noise.
Yeah, because you're not focused on the short term. You're looking longer term, and you're looking at, you know, really what things might look like in a few years. And that's hopefully when you need that money, right? I mean, we've talked about that before. You've got assets for short-term needs, you've got middle-term, and then longer-term. And most of the time, you see the stock market as being something for that longer-term money, not something that you're worried about, you know, today or tomorrow.
The last point we want to make today is discuss your fears and concerns. You know, there's a fine line between a retirement planner and almost like a psychologist and a counselor in today's world. Would you agree?
Yeah, lately it feels that way, doesn't it? I think discussing your fears and concerns with a professional helps a lot. I mean, I think we're able to add a lot of value in times just like this. Mm-hmm. You know, when the market goes up, up, up all the time, it does. It gets harder to get people to come in even, to have meetings and review.
Right.
But I think it's really important in these times to talk through the what you're feeling. Talk through how the markets have been changing, how your retirement plans look, and that's really what, you know, we're here for. We can, you know, re-examine and review the long-term financial goals and really the plan to pursue them.
You know, I've noticed, and just a little bit of transparency for everybody listening, I've noticed our phones are ringing a lot more in the last 2 to 4 weeks. And I think people are starting to have those questions. And it's not just, hey, I want to hire a professional to help me invest for retirement. It's questions coming up. It's concerns. People are seeing all the information. I know the answer to this question. If people have concerns out there, what can they do? What should they do?
Give us a call. You know, we'd love to sit down and just hear from, you know, what are your concerns? How can we step in and help build you that plan and get you to retirement?
And that's basically how that first meeting always goes. That first meeting is generally an information gatherer. Tell people what they could expect if they come in.
Well, we just want to get to know you, how we can help. That's how those meetings go. There's no cost. We just want to sit down, review what you have, and really see where we can add value.
If that's you and you need help, you have questions or concerns how to navigate the road ahead, we would love to help. You can give us a call for your no-cost, no-obligation meeting. Give us a call at 222-4236. You can request a meeting online at taichesfinancial.com. Again, you can always stop by our office. We're located right on 19th Avenue Southwest in Wilmer. Our office hours, Monday through Friday, 8:30 in the morning till 4:30 in the afternoon. Again, we would love to help. I'm Jared Sebesta with this True Wealth radio segment right here on KWLM. We'll see you next time. Securities offered through Advantax Investment Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Advantax Advisory Services. Insurance services offered through an Advantax affiliated insurance agency.